have you told the children yet, sir?
No, not yet. I want to organize the whole week first and then spring it on them as a surprise.
Twins will be happy, sir.
Well, so will Sissy. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take her to the Velvet Vultures Festival.
I can see her expression of delight now, sir.
I'm going to take the twins to the aquarium and the Museum of Natural History. And, hey, look here, the rodeo's in town, Madison Square Garden.
Rodeo, sir?
Yeah. Now, that's going to be first on the schedule. You want to go, too?
No, thank you, sir, no. The thought of a cowboy being bounced about on a Brahma bull will give me a touch of vertigo and a wave of sympathy, sir.
Hi, Mr. Frank.
Good morning, children.
Well, got a little surprise for you kids.
Should we close our eyes?
No, it's not that kind. How'd you like to go to the rodeo today?
Oh, boy! Real live cowboys and Indians?
And horses and cows?
Right.
Come on, Buffy. Let's eat fast.
Hey, come on, slow down. The rodeo's not till this afternoon.
Thanks, Uncle Bill. Slow down, Jody.
Now, the rodeo's only the beginning, see? For the rest of this week, you and Sissy and me are going to be a family foursome.
Morning, Uncle Bill.
Hi, Mr. Sis.
Good morning, Miss Sissy.
Sissy, Uncle Bill's taking Jody and me to the rodeo.
Good.
You want to go, too?
I'd like to, Uncle Bill, but Carla invited me to Long Island.
Oh. How long?
Till Sunday. I was just coming in to get your permission.
Oh, for the whole week, huh?
If you don't want me to go.
No, it's okay. You tell Carla I said it's okay.
I'll phone you every night.
Oh, he got thrown.
Now, that's what they call a bucking bronc.
Did you ever ride a bucking bronc, Uncle Bill?
Well, a long time ago, Jody. You wouldn't catch me on one today.
Me neither.
And now, coming out of Chute 6 on Midnight Oil, Abe Nelson.
Nelson? Can't be. It is. Ride him, Gabe!
Do you know that man, Uncle Bill?
Sure, he's an old friend of mine. Stick with him, Gabe! I've seen Gabe for years.
Can we meet him?
Yeah, sure. Come on, right now. Come on. bow-legged old horse thief, you? Doggone it, Bill. If this ain't the best surprise I had in years.
Uncle Bill, I thought we were supposed to meet him.
Well, come here. Now, this is Buffy. And this is Joey. Mr. Nelson.
Well, now, how you two little mavericks?
Fine. What's a maverick?
A little calf that ain't been branded yet. No name.
Oh, we got a name. Davis. Just like Uncle Bill. He takes care of us.
And my brother's kids.
Steer open event up next.
Well, that's me. See you later, Pard.
Can we watch him?
Dave, how about having dinner with us tonight?
Please. We never ate with a cowboy before.
We ate in front of him on television.
Not the same.
Come on, we'll make it early so you can get back in time for the show tonight.
You got a deal. Meet me back here after my last event.
Right.
He's the best horse thief I ever met.
Never met one before, but he's the best.
Come on.
Make yourself at home, Gabe. Hey, you got quite a shack here.
Yeah, that's all right.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Davis.
French. French, this is Mr. Nelson, Gabe Nelson. He's an old friend of mine. He's going to stay with us a while.
Oh, to be sure, sir.
Hiya, partner.
Gabe's a real cowboy, Mr. French.
And an old horse thief, too.
Come on, Buffy.
Oh, may I have your hat, please, sir?
Oh, that's all right, Jeeves.
Oh, and the name is French, sir.
Okay, French.
But the toughest bronc I ever rode was in Calgary. He was a sunfisher.
What's a sunfisher?
Well, that's a horse that kind of... Oh, look, I'll show you. On up, kids.
Stick with them now, kid.
Now, sunfisher twists right. Then left. Like he's trying to touch the ground. First one short, then the other. We say he's trying to let sunlight hit his belly.
That sounds funny.
No sunfisher's gonna throw me.
No. We'll see about that. Ah!
Now, we're having a demonstration of a sunfisher.
Yes, sir. Of course, sir. Sunfisher. Morning, sir.
Morning. Kids up and raring to go?
Oh, yes, sir. Everybody on the old ranch is up and raring to go, sir.
The old ranch?
Yes, sir. There seems to be no other name for it. Would you like to see for yourself, sir?
They're that away, sir.
He asked to borrow our stove, sir.
Hi, Bill.
Hi. Hi, kids.
Uncle Gabe's gonna fetch us up a barbecue for breakfast.
Bacon eggs. Just like they chaw out on the range.
Well, that smells good, Gabe. Yeah, I haven't had a breakfast like that since that Montana Roundup.
Are you a cowboy, too, Uncle Bill?
No. Well, sort of, for a little while. I was out west and I was broke, and that's how I met your Uncle Gabe.
Your uncle went to college, and I stuck to the saddle. How do you like your steak, French? Rare or medium?
Oh, if you don't mind, sir, I prefer mine for dinner.
Isn't this fun, Uncle Bill?
It sure is.
We're gonna have lots more fun. Uncle Gabe's gonna take us to the rodeo again. Right after breakfast.
and show us the Bulls and Bronx and everything. And he says we could stick around all day.
Now, whoa, partners. That is, if it's okay with your Uncle Bill.
Can we, Uncle Bill?
Yeah, it's okay with me. You sure they're not going to get in your way?
No. Give them a chance to see how we operate behind the scenes. Meet some real square shooters.
Well, they ought to like that.
Now, don't you worry about them down at the office.
What? Oh, yeah, the office, sure.
Come and get it, kids.
Oh, boy! That looks good!
What are you doing here?
Catching up on things, you know.
No, I don't know. You said you wanted to take a week off to be with your family. Wanted to take them places.
Well, I did. I took the kids to the rodeo yesterday.
What about today?
Well, today they're going back to the rodeo again.
You're taking him to the rodeo twice?
No. There's a friend of mine that's in the show, and he just offered to take him off my hands for today, that's all.
The whole idea of not going to San Francisco was it so you could take them places.
I am taking them places. I'm taking both the kids to the Tiny Town Theater tonight to see Hansel and Gretel. Now, you quit feeling sorry for me?
Sorry for you? What are you talking about?
Look, they're my kids and they're going to have fun, see, tonight.
Oh, so the twins will enjoy Hansel and Gretel. There's a great deal of violence in it.
Yeah, they'll get a big kick out of that. Rodeos are okay, but you can overdo anything.
We decided this, huh?
Gabe, get back with the kids yet?
Not yet, sir.
Well, it's 5:30.
Yes, sir, and if we're to bathe and feed the children.
Well, never mind about dinner. I'm going to take them to one of those hamburger joints tonight. Just feed Gabe.
Oh, yes, sir. I prepared champignon like Grex, sir. Do you think he'll like it?
As long as you don't tell him what it is. Just to be on the safe side, have a bowl of chili handy.
Yes, sir. Chili. Excuse me, sir. Mr. Davis' residence. What? Oh, yes, sir, just a moment. Mr. Davis, for you, sir, it's your friend, Mr. Gabe.
On the phone, why isn't he home with the kids? Hello, Gabe.
Bill, you ought to see the kids. They're having a ball with the cowboys.
Howdy, partner.
Well, howdy, partner.
Clem's showing them a rope trick.
Well, glad to hear it, Gabe. Well, I suppose they're pretty tired by now, huh?
No, they got more pep than a couple of 100 Mustangs.
Well, it sounds like they had quite a day. Look, Gabe.
I even let them ride in the parade, in the stagecoach. They sure got a big boot out of that.
Well, I'll bet they did. You bringing them back here pretty soon, Gabe?
Well, that's what I call about, Bill. They want to ride the stagecoach again tonight.
Well, what about dinner?
Oh, well, they can have chow here with me. That is, if it's okay with you.
Well, now, you see, Gabe, it just so happens I've got tickets for a show tonight, Hansel and Gretel.
Great, that makes it perfect. You take your date to the show and I'll take care of the kids.
Now, look, Gabe.
No trouble. I'll have him back right after the Bronco event. Goodbye.
Oh, something amiss, sir?
Oh, no. Now, Gabe. Oh, Gabe's a great guy. He's getting him on a stagecoach ride tonight.
Tonight, sir?
Well, you know how it is. How often's the rodeo come to town, huh? Listen, French, you want to go see Hansel and Gretel tonight, do you?
Oh, would you be offended, sir?
I don't want to go either.
But tomorrow, Gabe or no Gabe, I'm taking the twins on that helicopter ride over Manhattan.
Well, bravo, sir. There comes a time when a parent or guardian should exert his authority.
Right. All right.
Well, how about this? Back in the show already? Can't be more than 9:30.
Well, hey, where'd you get those?
From Uncle Gabe. From Charlie Whitefeather. He's an Indian.
No money in tomahawk, so he took up Taylor.
All right, come along, children. Bath and bed. Oh, thank you, sir.
Okay, partner. We gotta rise and shine early tomorrow.
We're heading for the railroad yard with Uncle Gabe.
Railroad yard? Well, we're bringing in some new stock. The minute the kids heard about it, they wanted to go. But I told them they had to ask their Uncle Bill first.
Can we go, Uncle Bill? Can we?
We hardly ever see brave bulls around here.
Tomorrow, huh? Okay, you can go.
Thank you, Uncle Bill.
Good night, Uncle Dave.
Good night, kids.
Good night.
I wonder if you'd mind me bringing up a rather important matter, sir.
Shoot.
Well, I doubt if Mr. Davis would approve of this, sir, since it concerns a friend.
Yeah, who?
You, sir.
Me?
Yes, sir. You see, well, Mr. Davis took this week off in order to spend it with the children, but so far they seem to spend the entire week with you.
Doggone. Last thing in the world I'd do is horn in on old Bill. I'm moving out of here tonight.
Oh, no, no, sir. Mr. Davis would realize I'd spoken to you. Besides, the children would be heartbroken, sir. Quite unintentionally, they've made you their hero instead of Mr. Davis.
Well, what are we going to do about that?
I don't know, sir.
Well, maybe we can find out. Let's wrangle with it a while.
Yes.
What's doing here? I thought you'd be going with Gabe.
Mr. Gabe went downstairs to get a package of cigarettes, sir. If you'll excuse me, please.
Well, you kids ought to get a big kick out of seeing those cattle unload today. They might even have some of those Brammer bulls, and they can be mean, too.
Mean as a big old grizzly bear, Uncle Bill?
Mean as that?
Uncle Gabe told us a big secret about you.
About the time that big old grizzly bear came up back of him.
And you ran over and hit that bear with a great big rock. And you had a terrible fight and saved Uncle Gabe's life.
He told you that?
You're a hero, Uncle Bill.
He said you're the bravest man he ever met.
Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Bill.
I want to have a little talk with you.
Oh, well, I'm kind of busy right now.
Well, just take a minute. Be right back, kids. All right, Gabe, what's all this about the bear?
Kids told you, huh?
Yeah, they said I saved your life.
Well, you did, sort of. I mean, you threw a rock at him.
According to the twins, I had a knockdown, drag-out fight with a grizzly bear.
I wouldn't call throwing a rock exactly friendly.
Oh, I threw a rock and we both ran for the hills.
You're just quibbling, so I exaggerated a little.
Exaggerated? Buffy looked at me with those great big eyes and said, "You're a hero, Uncle Bill."
Well, sure she did. That's the idea. Now, look, Bill. No man in a business suit stands a chance with kids when he's matched up against a rootin' tootin' cowboy.
Well, I think you've been doing a little too much rootin' and tootin'. I got some explaining to do to those kids. Look, Gabe, I know you meant well, and I thank you for the build-up, but they got to take me just the way I am.
Uncle Bill, will you teach me how to fight a bear?
Me too.
You're a girl.
Well, I can fight a girl bear.
And listen, kids, now, that story didn't happen exactly the way Uncle Gabe told it. He exaggerated a little.
What's exaggerated?
Well, that means that, he made it sound like it was more than it really was. I don't mean he fibbed, but he just sort of made it more exciting. See? And he did that, because he wanted to help me.
You what?
Well, he wanted to make a hero out of me. For you. See, I guess he was getting to feel that he was sort of taking my place with you since he moved in here.
Uncle Bill, nobody could ever take your place with us.
Not even if you never saved anybody. Ever.
We like Uncle Gabe. We love you.
Well, kids, I guess Uncle Gabe thought maybe you wouldn't love me if I wasn't a hero.
That's pretty silly.
Hey, partners. I might have been wrong about that new stock coming in today. Maybe you better go along with your Uncle Bill.
No, Gabe, you were right. I don't want you to miss that unloading. You go along with Uncle Gabe.
Well, come on, little doggies. Get!
Yay!
And I'll have him back here by noon.
French, you order up 3 tickets for that helicopter ride over Manhattan this afternoon.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, and 3 tickets for Hansel and Gretel tomorrow evening?
No, 4. Hmm? Well, you're part of the family, too, aren't you?
Oh, to be sure, sir. Hansel and Gretel.